22 Tosfos, Im Mishemasar Mafteach, we said that if he gave, after he gave him the key, then it turned Yudalad. Pirish Rashi, Rashi explains, De Mesiras HaMafteicha is Koina, that the handing over of the keys is an acquire, is a way of acquiring. Ve'ein Nira L'ri, and it doesn't seem to the Ri that that's correct. Deha Omar b'Meruba, because it says in the parak called Meruba, Keshem Shekarka Niknes B'Kesef B'Shtar B'Chazaka, that just like land is acquired through money and through document and through a chazaka, through showing an act of ownership, Kach Schiris Karka Nikna B'Kesef V'Chulu, so too leasing land is acquired through money, etc. The same ways. V'loyam Rinon, and we don't say Demahani Mesiras Hamafteches, that it helps to hand over the keys. Elobat Kmando Omar. It's as if he says Leich Chazei Kokni, go and do an act that makes it be considered yours. That's what handing over the keys is. It's the same as saying Leich Chazei Kokni. Kadamrin Amar Parah, like we say in Perek HaParah. Umafarish Ri, so the Ri explains the Hacha that over here Shemos Aloyam Afteach, that he handed over the key Veloy Hechzik, and he did not do an act of Kinyan. Umi Sheyesh B'Yodayam Afteach K'Shechal Yudalit, and the one that he has in his hands the key when it falls out Yudalit, Chayiv Livdoik, he has to check. That one that in his hands is not the key, in other words, he doesn't have the key, how could he enter and check? So it's just a question, whoever has the keys is physically able to check. Say, Toysus Mio, however, if a person deposits the key of his house, Eitzel Odom Acher, by another person, the one who accepts the deposit, who has the keys, is not obligated to check the house. But only specifically, when he wants to do an act of acquiring the house, that's when we say that if he has the keys, he has to do with the keschametz. But otherwise, just having the keys alone is not enough.